With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is off to a stormy start, but rain is no stranger to this charity golf tournament. In fact, it even has a name, Crosby weather. The phrase pays homage to Bing Crosby, the famous singer and actor who started the event. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Golf fans dressed in layers and baseball caps crowd around the first tee at Pebble Beach Golf Links.
The 3-ounce celebrity challenge, Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah.
He tees up and swings.
Oh, yeah.
This challenge is a kickoff event at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It comes early in the week, before these amateur players pair up with the pros for a tournament that spans 4 days and 3 courses.
Kenny G, ladies and gentlemen.
At the 3M Celebrity Challenge, the stars compete on a few holes to raise money for charity.
Josh Duhamel.
Actor Josh Duhamel is another Pro-Am regular.
Several times I've played this, we've had the gorgeous weather, and I missed it a few years in between, and it was pouring the whole time. So I like to think of myself as good luck. Doesn't look like I'm going to bring it with me this year.
This is what golfers and locals call Crosby weather.
And our last celebrity, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill Murray.
Murray is in his 20th year at the Pro-Am, so he knows about Crosby weather.
Crosby weather means you have everything in your bag. You're prepared for rain, snow, wind, and sun.
Beautiful.
Ed Vieta is the go-to person for history on the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. He's a former sports writer who now works with the Monterey Peninsula Foundation, which puts on the tournament.
There's just drizzling, kind of messy, icky, sloppy, you know, that's sort of what we call it. It all falls under the umbrella, no pun intended, of Crosby weather.
He's been coming here since the early 70s, when this tournament was still informally called the Crosby and was played by Bing Crosby, his celebrity friends, and golfers. It was also back when January or February almost always meant rain.
That's what Crosby weather was. It was basically a positive spin on lousy conditions, but they had a blast. It seems to me they probably had enough liquor going around where the rain didn't bother them. Let's put it that way. They had a lot of fun whether it rained or shined.
Vieta says the term Crosby weather is about as old as the tournament, which made its home at Pebble Beach in 1947. He adds, even Bing Crosby used the term.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I'm not sure if he actually coined it, but I'm guessing somebody within the group did, or who knows? Might have been one of the old pros at Pebble Beach. It might have been a writer, you know, frankly, or somebody in the radio. Seriously.
Crosby weather has delayed tournaments, but only canceled one. That was back in 1996. Otherwise, when there's bad weather, Vieta says it's part of the experience.
It's sort of a badge of honor, you know, to say, I went to the tournament and it was, you know, in horrible weather and I stuck it out.
Doug Hewitt is one of the volunteer drivers at the tournament. He carts around members of the media while others drive the players. Hewitt started off the week by getting cars unstuck in muddy parking lots.
It doesn't seem to faze anybody. And in whatever has to be done, something gets canceled, got to play on Monday instead of any on Sunday, whatever it may be, people still come. Just part of the Crosby.
And the forecast shows Crosby weather clearing up in time for the weekend. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.